the last Carrot Cast episode of 2017 is coming at you guys and gals. And man, this year was a crazy great year. It was probably my hardest year as an entrepreneur, in good ways, like all good stuff. But I was really challenged this year in a big way, as you heard during the episodes of the Carrot Cast throughout the year. But today what we're doing is we're changing the pace a little bit. And since this is the last episode, first of all, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Hope you've had some amazing, amazing times with your family and friends, and you've had some time to reflect and to think. And by the time you're listening to this, if you're listening to this when this comes out live, the day of, we're actually doing a webinar here this week, the last Thursday of December, last Thursday of 2017, actually. Every single year I do a webinar where I dive through my planning process, exactly how I plan out a year. The things that I've done to help, you know, our companies and myself be successful in business and life. And I've really honed in an awesome process, and every single year it refines and improves. So go to oncarrot.com/epic, oncarrot.com/epic, E-P-I-C, oncarrot.com/epic, and sign up for that call, and you can join us live. I'm going to walk through every step on how I plan out an amazing year. I'm going to give you the documents that we've created that we use for our planning. I'm going to give you the worksheet that I use to go through that, and it's going to help you kind of start the new year with energy, with clarity, and with the process. Right, so oncarrot.com/epic. Even if you can't show up live, check out the replay. You'll still get everything for free. But on this episode, I've got Chris, my co-founder, coming on. We're going to be talking about the year. We're going to be talking about some amazing new features that we've rolled out. On the technical side, if you're technical, you're going to love this. If you're not technical, you're going to love the fact that we have technical people that are rooting for you and that are doing the work for you. Chris is going to get pretty technical on some of the stuff, on how we've made your websites faster and how we're innovating there. But we really dig into some of the new things we've got coming out and some of the things we're excited about in the future. So have an amazing, amazing end to 2017. Let's start 2018 with energy, and let's start this Carrot Cast. This is Trevor, and I've got a fun episode for you today. And this is actually the last Carrot Cast of 2017. So we thought we'd have a little bit of a change of pace for you and bring on my co-founder here at Carrot, Chris Carr. And Chris was one of the first 15 or so guests of the Carrot Cast. I don't remember exactly which episode, but we've been pushing out a lot of awesome stuff here at Carrot on the product side. We're going to talk about some of that stuff and talk about some of the things we've just recently rolled out that, honestly, I'm not technical enough to speak about. So we thought, bring Chris on here. Chris will be able to talk about all the amazing stuff there. And then next, we just want to do a little bit of a recap on the year and kind of talk about the next year a little bit. So Chris, man, welcome to a return visit in the Carrot Cast.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. Always here, but we leave most of the Carrot Cast to you.
I know, man. That's one of the fun things is getting you out there more, getting some other team members out there more. Because as we grow the company, I mean, we're, you know, 16 full-time people, and now we'll probably be over 20 not too long from now. And it's like, man, there's so many other people behind the scenes that are actually making this company work. It's not just me, or even mainly me. So I want to make sure to get more of our team members on, and you're just so critical in what we do, dude. Let's make it happen more often, not just like once or twice a year.
That's for sure. Yeah, that's fun.
But, dude, why don't you kind of refresh people a little bit on what you do at Carrot in a minute, and we'll kind of dig into some of the cool stuff we've rolled out lately.
Yeah, so I, like Trevor said, I was here from the beginning, co-founder of kind of when we took it and made it Carrot. We took this idea we had and made it into Carrot. It was just me on the tech side for a long time. But coolest part is we've been able to build a full tech team over the last year or so here. We've had a whole lot of people help us out over the past few years, but we've had the opportunity to actually hire on our first full-time additional developer. I guess that was over 6 months ago now. Mm-hmm. And now we're actually hiring our second full-time developer, and he starts first of the year. A couple guys we have been working with for a long time, and it's been a lot of fun. So yeah, I lead that team, our development team. I designed our logo way back when. I built our sales site. All the Carrot stuff and Carrot branding came from all of us in the team, but that's kind of put together by me. And so my role has changed a little bit. I kind of lead that dev team now. I help out with operation stuff around Carrot Shop, and work together with our team leads to decide what Carrot is and what we're building next.
Dude, the visual stuff, I want to kind of chat about that for a couple minutes, because people that are watching the video version of this on YouTube, they can see behind Chris right now, and mine are actually on the other side of my computer, but we've got a core values poster back there. Every single one of our team members has a core values poster in their office because it's just so important to what we do. We've got the Carrot logo, the stickers there. We've got our, I don't even know what we call that top document, but that's basically kind of got our vision for the year.
Oh, that's that's secret. You all shouldn't be looking
that
at
is
that
secret,
guy.
Man. Like, you guys will have to zoom in really, really far to read that. But pretty much everything visual that you see, branding wise, all that kind of brand look and feel that you see, and we get so many comments from people. I had a conversation with Luke Petroza, one of our customers, a couple months ago, and he's like, dude, he goes, I haven't seen too many companies do this, but every time I see the color orange, I associate it with you guys. He's like, there's not too many companies that have associated a color or a vegetable where immediately something popped, like your company pops in their brain. So Chris is the man that's with the magical touch and making all that stuff happen.
Yeah, the orange thing is weird and fun. Like, it's Christmas time, so my family, they kind of joke about what to get me for Christmas, and they just say, well, just get him whatever he already has, but get him an orange one, and then he'll be happier with that.
That's right. I love it, man.
We'll see what happens.
So speaking about Christmas, before we transition into what awesome things we've rolled out on the technical side here lately, Christmas. So Christmas, by the time you're watching this, Christmas might have already happened. But or it might be actually the day after. I think it's the day after Christmas. But we have our little Carrot dolls here. This is Agent Carrot here. And Agent Carrot's got his Santa hat on. And Super Carrot's got his Santa hat on. So if you are a Carrot customer, and it's probably going to be after Christmas, but if you want a Santa hat for your Carrot Bud, let us know. Go over to Facebook, our Carrot page on Facebook. Shoot us a note, or shoot us a note on support. And your address, as long as you've got a Carrot doll, we'll get you a Carrot hat. So, Chris, let's transition it over into some of the stuff we released. So, literally today, we put out the blog post for Video Post, our new feature that automates some parts around turning videos into written content and getting them ranked. We'll chat about that one. The one that I don't have a whole lot of knowledge behind on actually how it works, I just know how amazing, like, the impact that it has on our clients, is all the infrastructure and technical stuff you guys have done in the past month, I mean, several months, to make things faster. So let's start there, dude, because I don't even know where to start there, but what have you guys been cooking up to make client sites faster? Kind of what's happening on the infrastructure side?
Yeah. Let's save the video post stuff. I'm maybe a little bit most excited about that because I just got done digging through some of the data and looking at some of those new posts that, that our members are making and the time that they're saving with that new feature. And it's got me jazzed. But the server side stuff and this optimization stuff happened about the time that we brought Jason on full time 6 months ago. One of the reasons we brought him on is because we need somebody who was like super smart and into the infrastructure side of stuff. So he took a look at our whole setup where we're hosted over on Amazon's cloud servers. And, he took a look at that and he said, here's where you guys are at and we're able to support these sites. And we've got, probably the best hosting that, you can get for, a real estate investor site, like what we're offering. We already had that, but looking at the growth that we had and looking at, where we wanted to be closer to the end of the year, the new types of services and features that we wanted to build out, we needed to look further ahead and say, what's ideal for us and for our members, when we have twice as many members and we have four times as many members and, when technology changes. So, what we did is we took kind of a typical hosting setup that we had before. And we first thing we did was we tackled, CDN, integration. So now all of our Carrot customers' assets that they upload, their images that they put on their site, those biggest assets, the things that, kind of take the longest to serve up. We put those over to what we call a CDN, which is a content delivery network. That makes it so that all your images load from a server separate from where we host your actual website, and they're served by a server that's made specifically for images, and it distributes that across a bunch of servers across the country, so that you get hooked up to one that's fast and right next to you. Mm-hmm. So there's a big project around that because we've got to handle all those uploads and shift them off to somewhere else, and we got to handle all those rewrites for all the URLs for all the uploads that we already had from the thousands of sites we had on our network already. So all that, and then supporting the new stuff. So that was a great feature improvement that we had, and that was going on 6 months ago now.
With that, and I want to kind of zero this in on the impact there. So let's say someone went out there and got a WordPress site, right? They've got their shared hosting, stuff like that. They upload photos to their website. So those photos are just on the one server, correct? Like, do we have an advantage now for those clients over and above, of course, them? We've always had an advantage there technology-wise, but is it an even greater advantage now with CDN? Loads faster, gets the images faster than they normally would elsewhere?
Yep. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, on our end, it also makes it so that we can just infinitely scale up the amount of space that customers have too. We've always had image optimization. Not always, but that was a feature we rolled out a while ago where we automatically take those images that you upload, we optimize them, we losslessly compress them, and we say, how can we serve these images in their most optimized state? And when we did that, you know, we were able to stop worrying about members uploading images at the wrong size or, you know, right from their digital cameras, and now they're huge and take forever to download. So we got away from that, and then now this change lets us say, well, all of our images are stored somewhere else, so customers can upload as many images as they want. And
thanks, Levi.
And you that gotta, all kind of happens.
You got to come back here, Levi. Sorry for the interruption, Chris. It's almost Christmas time, so Levi popped in here. Levi's on the carrot team. Popped in here, delivered me an amazing carrot beer. Awesome.
The essentials.
The essentials, man. Thanks, buddy.
Where's mine, Levi?
We'll pass you a digital beer through the window, Chris. And this, for everyone watching this, this actually is a beer brewed with carrots. Like, it's got like 100 pounds of carrots in it. It's a carrot cake ale. And then
that cup has 100 pounds of carrots in it?
This cup has 100 pounds of carrots in it right here. And then the carrot cake, what was it, a porter that we tasted a couple weeks ago? That one's going to go on tap here in the office in about a week and a half or something like that. Would be cool. Sorry to interrupt you, Chris.
Well, that is more important. I think I wish I was there to have one with you. Right. So yeah, to answer your question, you know, this puts carrot customers in a class that you don't get from the typical hosting that you go out there and buy. And you hear some sites out there saying, well, just go host your own WordPress site. Mm-hmm. And this is something you don't get for free with that. If you want to set this up on your own WordPress site, that's possible. There's some plugins and some finagling and some services you go out and buy and set it up, and that happens. But if you want that kind of built in by default, you know, you're not looking at those couple bucks a month WordPress hosts anymore. Like you might be looking at save some money hosting a site. You know, now you're looking at those tailor made, you know, high end hosting services that are $50-$100 a month just to get one site up and hosted. You know, we're baking all that same type of really high end hosting service automation in with carrot sites now.
So one thing that was really cool, man, and I think this would be a good segue, is last week I was seeing the numbers you sent through. It might have been this week. Was seeing the numbers you sent through on speed test stuff, right? Because we get a lot of clients that come to us with that. So talk about the speed test stuff with that, and then the stuff Jason and you were working on. So what are some of the results and how much you sped things up? And to give context, I'm not saying this, guys and gals who are watching and listening to this, I'm not saying this as in, oh my gosh, carrot was slow, we're getting it fast. We were already way faster than most everyone. They just made it faster.
Yeah. So there was one little update in the middle of that we kind of missed, and I want to make sure that because I think it's also almost like even cooler than that one.
Sweet.
One little thing that we missed that happened in between there. So let's get to the actual customer site optimization stuff here in just a minute. The one thing that it won't take very long. I'm going to talk through this real quick, though, because I think it's super cool. Was once we were able to get those assets off of our servers and onto the CDN, what we were able to do then was we were able to take our service and turn it into a hosted cluster of servers that can then serve out our customer sites. And what that lets us do is it lets us spin up additional app clusters, cluster nodes to serve customer sites as we grow and as dynamically as traffic scales up and down. So that makes it so that we can just infinitely scale out our service and provide that same fast, reliable service across all of our carrot services. No matter how much traffic your site is getting, no matter how much bot traffic is trying to hammer your site that we're protecting you guys from, we're keeping that all up. And now we've got this scalable service that we can say, you know, we're getting a ton of traffic. Everybody's trying to sell their house right now. And all these people are trying to buy houses. So let's spin up a couple extra nodes and let's make sure that every carrot site stays fast and stays available all the time. Mm-hmm. That was a huge deal for us. So it really kind of took us from this, you know, your typical hosting type of setup And, you know, now we're talking the type of hosting that, that you don't get when you go out and host a WordPress website. We're talking about the type of hosting that, you know, powers big, big websites out there. And, provides this level of reliability for customer sites that you're probably not going to get even going out and buying one of those managed hosting site hosting services that are hundreds of dollars a month. So really proud of that. Really proud of our team and Jason for doing that. Getting back to what you're talking about, our last project, which is very cool. We, you know, every once in a while we hear from customers and they say, there's this website tester and I put my Carrot site through it and it scored whatever. And, you know, hearing those comments and hearing those questions from our customers when they say, you know, why is my Carrot site scoring this? You know, it was always, you know, we know about those scores and we understand what they mean. And we take a look at how some other sites score and, you know, a lot of times a customer will see, well, I scored a 68 and, you know, I'm not in high school biology and 68's a C or a D or whatever that is. I mean, that's a different type of score. And, you know, you go score some other sites that are, you know, very fast and very popular and they score worse than that. Mm-hmm. So that score is hard to understand for customers sometimes. And that's it's hard to understand what a customer can do themselves to improve those scores and whether that means anything to having a real estate investor website to try to run a real estate investor business. So that's not something you guys should be worried about. That's something we are totally worried about. And, you know, not so worried about because we kind of know what that means to us and what we need to do there to keep up with the times to make sure that those scores are not hurting your ability to run your business. So we looked at those scores, we looked at those questions and we thought, you know what, we're looking at our other services out there that you could have instead of Carrot or building your own service. And honestly, our scores were higher than those already. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't, again, enough for us. And so we sicked Austin on it and we said, hey, can we take these scores that are in the 60 to 70s and see what we can do about it? And he went away and put his computer science degree to work where you know, normally you get a WordPress developer from down the road to take a look at setting up your WordPress site and maybe run it through some compressor or something. We sicked the scientists on it. And so Austin did his mad scientist work on that, and we brought those scores up higher than even they were. And what we came up with was a whole new build process when we compiled the Carrot app together, and we set up those systems to serve you guys as websites in a way that we can control exactly what gets output and how it gets output on the page, and that's not it's not determined by any of the technologies we use behind the scenes anymore. It's just determined by our own build process and lets us make sure that we're not serving a bunch of different files that could all be slurped up into one. Make sure that anywhere that we're using your guys' images, we were using smaller versions on mobile. We're making sure that all the stuff that needs to load in the right order. And we're doing, like I said, some little bit of mad scientist stuff behind the scenes to make that faster and score better and tick off a lot more of those check boxes that Google has in there for some of those recommendations.
Dude, the fun stuff about that for me is, you know, like we'll talk with a lot of customers and they see the surface level results, the Google rankings in, you know, for search engine optimization, or they'll see, like you said, the Google page speed test or whatever it is. And we're always looking at the data behind the scenes. So that's one luxury that our clients have is they can just worry about being investors. And then we worry, like you said, we worry about the technical side of it. And we're going, okay, what's the fine balance between page speed and performance as far as conversion, right? What's the balance between page speed and performance on SEO? Because you could have an insanely fast loading page if it had nothing on it but one word on it, right? Like it would load crazy, crazy fast. But it's not going to perform for your business. If you go to, like Chris was mentioning here a bit ago, if you pull up google.com, its own website, on its own page speed tester, last time I pulled it up, it was like in the 60s or 70s. Google.com was in the 60s or 70s, and it's out of 100 in its own page speed tester. And all it is a logo, a box, and maybe 10 words. So that kind of gives some context there. And for everyone, the result of the big updates the tech team has been making over the past 3 or 4 months is your websites are loading faster, which is going to help with conversion. I mean, as far as your website, the faster website loads, especially on mobile, the better. It's going to help with user experience on search. So when people are going there and finding your website, I know for me, when a website takes too long to load, I bounce back. Even if it's literally like 3 seconds, I bounce back and I go somewhere else. So yours load now the fastest in the industry. They were before anyway, and now they're far faster. And the test results that Chris and the team ran, they ran before and afters of all this kind of stuff. And I also ran tests of our competitors' websites. I ran tests of some of the largest home buyers in the country that are non-Carrot, opendoor.com, Express Home Buyers. Theirs are all dismal. So you guys can throw a digital high five to Chris and the tech team, keeping you guys ahead of the curve. It's not just like what you see in the surface of website design and stuff like that. There's all the stuff baked in that the tech team is busting their butts on to make sure that you guys are ahead of the innovation curve. So, dude, awesome work there. I love it. And I'm sure we could talk about that stuff for hours. But you guys rest assured in your right spot. So video posts, that came out. We kind of soft launched it into people's accounts about a week ago. And there were a couple people that slipped in there and actually saw the new feature and clicked it and did something with it. But then we sent the blog post out today. And like you're saying, man, I'm really excited about video posts too. It kind of came out of an idea that we kind of batted around. I think it might have even been the last annual planning that we did, like October of 2016, wasn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, these are my favorite type of features where we find something that we can use because we know that it's something that we'll use in our online marketing, and we build that feature out in a way that we can use it, and if it's something we're going to use, then it's something that our customers can use and put into their own practices as well. So, mm-hmm. Yep.
And that feature, just to give you guys some context, so go to our blog, go to oncarrot.com/blog, and you're going to be able to find it. It's called Video Post. And what we've been doing here at Carrot the past, almost a year and a half, is as you go in your business, you got to find the ways to do content that give you energy. You've got to find ways to do content that are best suited for the way that you naturally, like your natural state. And I know for me, I can sit down and write an article. I'm okay at it. It's just like it drags my energy. I put it off. It's like all these things where I wasn't getting content out. So I think it was summer of 2016, I started doing video. And I said, hey, can we start to turn video into written content and make it work? And then we started to do that with some of our clients. In the blog post, if you go to our website, oncarrot.com/blog, and find the video post announcement, the video post feature announcement, we use an example in there with a local real estate brokerage that works with Carrot on the agent Carrot side called G Styles. And we went to them because they were having the same problems. They were going, how do we infiltrate the online world more in our market? And I said, you guys got to get content going. But they were struggling on what to write. Those things they would write were really, really terrible. Like, they were really bad, and no one was ever going to find them. So then we threw out a challenge to them. We said, hey, next time one of your agents goes out to the field, have them film a 3 to 8 minute video talking about what they're doing, talking about farmland or talking about river houses or talking about whatever it is. And Denny, one of their agents, filmed one. It's 3 minutes and 23 seconds long. We talk about it in that blog post. And we did this the manual way. Like, this is before we launched video posts to automate a lot of it. So we got the YouTube video from them. We went and uploaded it to rev.com, R-E-V.com. It's a great transcription service. It's the most accurate. It's the fastest we've ever used. We uploaded it to them. In 3 or 4 hours, we got it back. They sent us an email with a Word document. We opened the Word document. We copy and pasted it. We copied it. We went over to Carrot, pasted it in there, fixed all the formatting from Word paste. And then we did the thing, and we had video, transcription below it, bolded a couple things, adjusted, literally less than 5 minutes of edits, and use our SEO tool to optimize that thing. And within weeks, that post was top 3 in Google for really good phrases around buying farmland in Roseburg and Douglas County, things like that. And now, it's been there for over 6 months, it's ranked number 1, above LandWatch, above Zillow, above landandfarm.com, all those. And so we started to test it some more. We go, hey, let's automate the part of the process that is the most time consuming. You know, it's actually, the video is the shortest. Denny's video is 3 minutes and 23 seconds. They uploaded it from their cell phone. The hardest part is taking it and submitting it to the transcription service, getting it back, copying and pasting and doing all that stuff. So Chris and the tech team basically took it upon themselves to say, hey, we're going to make it so you don't have to touch any of that. You just log into Carrot, put in your YouTube URL for that video, click a button. The button then does all the work. It sends it over to Rev through the API. It brings it back. It captures it. It puts it in your blog post for you in the format that we feel is the best format for video posts. And it just streamlines it so much for you. So when you were going through doing the testing for this stuff, Chris, we haven't really talked about this, so it'll be kind of an interesting combo. So when you're going through doing the testing for that and you guys were doing all the code stuff, how much time do you predict that we're saving people just from that one part, from going to Rev, doing all the manual stuff?
So that kind of depends on your level of technical expertise and maybe how many of these you're doing at once. Because if you were able to film a bunch of these and do them all at once and like get all this back, and then like you've got to wait for Rev to send it back to you and check your email, download those documents. If you're a technical person and you've got a process, this is still going to take you time. If you are, if you're not, it's going to take you a lot of time and a lot of figuring stuff out. If you can get this into your routine and you can get this into your workflow, this could save you a ton of time. I'm really excited about it. And like I said, those first few that we saw, like it was a couple hours after our blog post went out. And so people started reading it. Yeah. They're firing up their webcams on their computer. They're creating videos immediately, just copy pasting a YouTube link. And next thing you know, that post is updated with your transcription.
That's cool.
We've built it in a way that we want to make sure that every step along the way, we're not duplicating any work for you. So you put in that YouTube URL, we're automatically going to say, well, what's that YouTube video's title? Where did you put in as the description? Well, let's grab that and populate your post with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after you've done that, we just say, you know, do you want to buy a transcription for this? Yes. Well, sweet. Click one button, we'll handle the rest. Next thing you know, you check back on your blog hour or two later, and you've got your transcription already updated in the post for you. So
I love it, man.
It's very cool.
I love it. Yeah, go check out the blog post. Go to oncarrot.com/blog and find video posts on there. Or just log into your account and go launch a new blog post, and you'll see the little video button there and tap it. So one thing I want to do here in the next few minutes, dude, is just kind of close this out, is I'd love to just kind of wrap back and forth with you a few minutes, just kind of recap on the year, because we had an awesome year. You know, it's funny, like as you grow a company, you hope that you can set targets and hit them every year. And I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. We've talked about it, but we pretty much set our targets and hit them every year. We've exceeded some targets. Some other targets didn't quite hit them, but in general, like we hit our targets every year. And we talked about it at our last planning retreat, like, well, that could be good, or maybe we're not aiming big enough. And so we've got some big, big goals this next year. But what are your highlights for 2017, man? I mean, a lot. Our team, like, pretty much doubled. A lot of changes happened on product. Like, what are your highlights?
Yeah, the highlights for me is actually our team. It's the way that our team has grown this last year. And on my end, me being okay with that and, getting to the point where I'm driving for who are we hiring next? Where are we finding our next team members? And that makes me happy. Makes me really, really happy to see our team grow and to get together. You know, we have our team retreats every 6 months or so, one in the winter and one in the summer. And we got our next one just around the corner here, and I'm super excited for it. I mean, we're going to be filling the snow house out there at Sun River to the rafters with folks. I love that. The team stuff is the biggest highlight for me.
Dude, and that's so much fun. That's something I want to get across to people, because you might be a one-person shop. You might be two or three people, whatever it is. And I know for me, and I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I'm sure you kind of had a little bit of this too in the first year, year and a half, maybe even 2 years. Dude, I didn't want a big team, and you knew that. Yeah. Like, I thought we're never going to be 20 employees. I don't want that. I had these false beliefs about what team what more employees meant. Like it was all these things, more management, which there is, but you know, more management, pain in the ass, all that kind of stuff. But as we've gone, I think we just kind of upped our standards on the people that we're bringing in. And what happens is when you bring in the right people, it makes your life easier as the owners of the company. But that's the hard part, is how do you make that leap to getting the right processes in place, getting the right people in place, giving them the right ability to go do their job, which is what we're in the middle of now. Like, we're trying to figure out, how do we break our bad habits so we can actually let these amazing people go out there and crush it? Because I've got some bad habits that are holding people back, and I need to get rid of them. So that's so much fun, man. And you've got two people directly working for you. So how is it for you working, you know, now with two people that you lead directly every single day, and you help lead the rest of the company too? But kind of how is that versus working solo?
Well, it was a journey. And like, maybe this is my version of that. But you know, both of Jason and Austin that we have full time, and our, you know, Jason, Austin's coming on full time, in January, and he's kind of ramping up to it right now. It was a slow ramp up with those guys from, you know, a project here and there to, you know, this much a week to one guy full time, in a trial period, and then full time with one, you know, one extra full time developer. And, that helped me a lot, to kind of take that baby steps. I think if a year ago we just said, here's two developers on your team, you guys go figure this out, that would have been rough. Mm-hmm. So it was a natural progression for us, and you know, those are the right guys for us right now. So I'm super happy about that. And you know, being able to have that ramp up time helped us make sure that was the case. So
dude, so there's a good lesson there, and I don't want people to miss that, is I think a lot of people, like as an example, you look at where Carrot is, and we'll be over 20 employees probably not too far from now. I mean, my guess is probably Q2 will be pretty close to it. The only thing holding us back there is finding the right people at this point. So if you're a solo shop or two or three or four or five people, and you look at a company with 20 people, you look at that and go, oh my gosh, you know, I have to just go hire all these people and magically have this big team. And the thing is, we scaled it up slowly, honestly. The past year is when we've gone faster. First 2.5 to 3 years, it was kind of, like Chris said, it was a contractor was putting in 5 hours a week here, and then it became 10. And it's the same way you came aboard. It was like, I bought a certain amount of hours of Chris's time, and then it was a little bit more, and then it was a little bit more, and then it was eventually, hey, we should probably just like work together and, you know, really grow this company and just spend all your time over here kind of thing. And that's how we've really grown the company the whole way, is on the spots where we're not 100% sure that we have the full workload to fulfill a full person with benefits and all that kind of stuff. We ease in. You kind of ease in, test them out with some projects, more and more and more. Then it eventually becomes, well, shoot, if we don't bring this person in, we're actually going to be losing money. We're actually going to be losing momentum if we don't bring this person in full time. And that's where we are now, is like, we're just making full time employee decisions now, because if we don't, we're going to actually be losing momentum, not fulfilling on the level of service we want to fulfill on for our clients, and on the business side, you know, losing the opportunity for that extra income too, for sure. So looking forward to this next year, man. We're closing out this year, and I don't want everyone to think it's all, you know, unicorns and roses, because growing a company like this is hard. I mean, this was the best year we've ever had in business and the hardest year I've ever had as an entrepreneur. But it's like good hard. It's not bad hard. It's like really, really good hard stuff we're working through, that where we're growing. And for this next year, man, like, what are you most excited about for 2018 for you and your role and our team, and kind of what are you pumped about?
Yeah, so now we've got that team. For me, it's seeing what that team does, and it's seeing how that team kind of does its thing, and seeing where those leaders emerge, and what we're able to accomplish now. So we've spent a lot of time on some of our teams, just like keeping everything going, like keeping things afloat. And we're ready to move a little bit beyond that, and have a big enough team that we can think bigger, do more, and yeah, let those people that we are hiring make an impact, make a difference, and show us something new. That's not just where we've already been, and not just what we can do by ourselves.
Dude, I'm gonna double down on that, and this is something I want to toss out to people for sure. Is here at Care, we've heard this a lot. You know, I had a customer come out to me on email about a month ago and said, "Man," and this is just me being transparent, right? He was saying, "You know, it seems like you guys are making some decisions that's mainly for you to grow the company and for profits." And it like hit me in the gut, dude. It hit me square in the gut because I know it's not true. Because I see what's going on behind the scenes every day, and I see the fastest team, the largest team in the company is the customer success team. And we're still understaffed, and we're going to be hiring more people there. And everything we do is to help serve our clients. We just happen to be growing along the way because we're serving our clients so well. And the things he said, I'm like, man, so those things right there are things that we want to fully invest even more this next year in customer success. You know, we're bringing on a leader onto that team. We're going to be hiring that team out in a big way. We're building our services division because our customers like asking for it. They're going, "Hey, I don't want to do this work. I don't have time to do it. Can you guys do it for me?" So we're going, "Okay, yes, we will now do it." 2 years ago, we didn't want to do any of that work because we thought it's too much work and we're just going to stay with the software side. But since we're focused on your guys' success, we're going to be doing more and more of those things in 2018 to make sure that there's nothing in your way of having success with Carrot. Nothing in your way. If you don't have the time to do it, sweet. We can do it for you. We can have someone do it. If you don't have the money to do it, sweet. We have training, guidance, and coaching that can help you do it. Everything along the way, we're going to be helping with even more. And on the team side of things, that's the side that I'm most excited about that I want people to really think about is I personally, and you guys have heard this on the CarrotCast, I personally have had to start to make a transition. I'm not there yet. Chris knows it. I'm making some progress, though. But I've had to start to make a transition of really building up our team members, not volume-wise. I'm talking like as leaders, as people, because those people are going to be the ones that go out there and fulfill this mission. They're going to be the ones that go out there and really help our clients in the day-to-day and come up with that next big solution. And kind of going back to that client who mentioned those things, I'm going, "Man, you know, we're and he said, are you guys, it seems like you're positioning to sell." And I'm like, "Man, if we're so lucky to sell this company to an amazing company that can help us fulfill the mission better, well, think about it. We're in anywhere near the realm of even thinking about ever selling this company anytime soon because we've got so much farther to go in our mission. You know, speaking for myself, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm growing a lot. Like, there's no way that I would ever part ways with this growth path because I want to see what's on the other side. I want to know how to grow a company in this way and make the impact we're making so then I can replicate it and help other companies do the same thing and maybe start other companies in the future." But that's where I am. It's like 2018 is 100% heads down, helping the clients, building our company, helping our team, growing our team members into great leaders so you can go out there and amplify the world, amplify our team members. And really tackling the agent market in a big way. The real estate agent market is going to be, it's not the market that we are saying, "Hey, we got to go in there." It's the market that our customers are pulling us into. Like, the demand is pulling us in that way. They're saying there's nothing else in the market on the agent side that does what Carrot does for me on the investment side. Can you please do this? And so we're developing it. We're going to be doing some amazing things in 2018 for real estate agents and investors. And, dude, I'm just pumped about the whole thing. Like I said, it's probably going to trump this year as being the hardest year in business because it's new growth stuff. It's stuff we've got to tackle personally, some things that get rid of some bad habits. We've got to put structure in place, build great team members, hire more, just challenge our assumptions, a lot of stuff in life and business. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Sure is.
Any parting words, man? We're 35 minutes in. We'll wrap this puppy up, but any parting words and anything at all? Chris Wisdoms.
Wow. Wish you'd asked me that before we got on here. not really. Sounds terrible. No, I'm happy to have been back on here. It's been a lot of fun to see all the different faces come through the CarrotCast and appreciate being on again.
Sweet, dude. And thanks for coming on. And I'm going to finish with this right here. What I want you to do is, I've heard this a lot in the past 2 years, that business, like, I've heard a lot of people say avoid business partnerships. And while being in a business partnership is very similar to being married, like, as in, it's a real relationship you've got to foster. It's not something that, you know, happens overnight or whatever. It's something that takes work. It's something that you've got to understand each other. And I can confidently say that everyone out there, if you're looking at your 2018 and you think you're going to go it alone and crush 2018 alone, if you find the right person to team up with in your business, if you find that right person who is the yin to your yang, if you're a person who's the visionary, you've got the ideas, you can go out there and hit it, and you're comfortable being in front, you need to find someone who can be your integrator, who can really make things happen and drive things forward and keep the ship afloat. And that's what Chris is for our company. And I'm so grateful for you on this journey, man. And I want to challenge people, everyone who's listening to this, like I said, that if you are looking at a solo path in 2018, I would honestly try to find someone that you can team up with, where you can amplify each other, where you guys are both better together than you would be separate. And that's what we've got here at Carrot, and we're trying to find even more people to add to the mix. And everyone listening to this episode of the Carrot Cast, think hard about how you're going to tackle this next year. Think hard about it. And I'm going to suggest that you add people, whether it's contractors, whether it's an employee, whether it's a business partner, whether it's even just someone being a champion for your mission and what you're doing. Add people to the mix and help them be a part of what you're doing. It's going to be a lot more enriching for you. Go back and listen to other episodes of the Carrot Cast. Go to carrotcast.com. And as always, head to iTunes. Head to iTunes. We're so close to the 100 review mark. And I think it's literally like 97 reviews as of the time I'm recording this. And on selfish reasons, I mean, honestly, that's we read those things every day. Alex on the team sent me through two of the reviews today and said, hey, here's great feedback. Can you adjust the podcast in this way? I'm like, cool, I'm going to take that feedback and do it. We hear so many amazing bits of feedback on how this podcast episode affected you. This one's going to help you be more effective. This one helped you think bigger. So go to iTunes, give us a review. Let us know what this episode or other episodes have done for you to help you think bigger, be more clear, give yourself more credit on what you can achieve, or give you action items and things to do. So have an amazing rest of the week. We'll talk soon. Thank you for showing up to our last episode of the year in 2017. We'll be at you in 2018. Thank you.
I do have something that I could say.
Chris has something.
At the end of the podcast.
Get it, dude. Get it.
So what I would say is Carrot's a lot of things, but on the website side of stuff, I hope that this lets you know that there's a full team of people who are behind this and who got you. Yep. There's a lot of people who come through support, and they're like in the details and in the little stuff of like a website. And that's not why Carrot is here. Our Carrot is here to be the people who are thinking about that stuff, so you guys can get out there and run your businesses. So I hope that this was an interesting peek back into the gears back there, how things work and who's here and who's taking care of you. But we're here, and there's a lot of value to just that little part of your Carrot membership. And there's a whole lot more to it too. So
it's a huge deal. When have you thanked your web developer lately, y'all? Think about that one. Go thank your web developer. Have an amazing rest of the year. We'll talk soon. Thanks.